grab your tissue box because we are talking about Toy Story 4 right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Welcome. We are going to just be depressed tonight. So
no!
I'm kidding.
No! I know.
Well, I opened it with grab your tissue box. So
oh
everybody's
gosh,
like thinking about being sad.
Get ready to cry.
Get ready for those tears.
You have no choice.
No.
We're
tears.
Not. It's going to be really it's happy okay. and fun. So I'm Kelsey Hightower, and we've got Keaton and Jamie.
Hey,
hi guys.
It's nice to be back. It's been
yeah.
a couple
I know.
Of months.
I know.
I'm
glad you're back.
It's nice to be. I'm sorry I've been gone. I've been traveling like a crazy person.
Gosh.
I've been a crazy person. And, but yeah.
A good
well,
crazy.
We miss you. And we're glad.
I'm glad to be back. I have been to Disney once since I have left, which was, I got to see all the Halloween stuff, which was wonderful.
Nice.
Yay.
Which
I went last night
yes.
and got to see some of it. So
you went last night?
I did. I'm like struggling right now because we left at like midnight.
Oh.
And then worked today.
You just
so.
Went for the night?
Just went for the night. That's all I had time for.
Oh
I was
God.
Working yesterday.
Girl,
so I was like, I gotta get there for the
here.
Party.
You gotta play hooky.
I know. I gotta make money so I can go, you know? It's the cycle of life. But I know the park is beautiful. Got to see the parade a little bit. And, yeah, it's nice. It just puts you in the Halloween, like, October, fall mood.
Yeah, super festive.
I really, 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 I'm sorry as I fixed my headphones.
I know.
Action. I just, like, my face just popped up and I was like, oh, God, I'm looking rough. It's been a long day. No, I really, really enjoy. I feel like last year, they really stepped up the Halloween decorations. Mm-hmm. And this year, they just kind of added some new little flair to all the beautiful stuff they added last year. And I really like the distinct color choices. Like in California Adventure, it's all like lit in purple and it feels like a little bit darker and a little bit more adult. And then over in Disneyland, it's much more oranges and it's much more kid friendly. And
yeah.
You see the boogeyman. Boogeyman is on top of like California Adventure, and then all like the pumpkins are on top of Disneyland. They just do such a good job, and it's so fun.
It is my goal to go before the year is up.
Yeah.
So, fingers
well, if
crossed.
You're only going to go once, go during Christmas.
That's
go
what
during
says.
The Food and Wine
That's
Festival
okay.
because it's just so good.
All right. Count me to it.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
go.
So good. Just let me know when you're going to go.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
And
Same.
You'll pass.
We can go
let's
together.
All go. Let's all go.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's jump in. We're going to talk more about the park in a little bit.
Okay.
But first, Kathleen Kennedy was rehired at Disney, and she is the president of Lucasfilm. And so it's kind of a big deal because her contract has been extended for 3 more years.
Yes. Congrats.
I know. So kudos to her. I know it was interesting because her, Solo did not do so hot.
Well, this is...
Comparatively.
Yeah. I
mean, it still made a lot of money.
Kathleen mm-hmm. has done a great job. I think it's so awesome that we have a woman... at the head of a company like Lucasfilm, which for the longest time was really like, it was a dude's club.
Yeah.
And so to have a woman at the forefront of that, I think we can thank her for the strong female characters that we've really gotten out of the a lot of the new Star Wars films that have come out. And I'm really happy that she's going to continue. I know with Solo was not as good as a lot of things, but I think we're gonna figure out there was a reason for Solo. I don't quite know what it is yet.
We'll figure it out.
My theory is that it's not my theory, but I read this theory that Kira and Han are Rey's parents, which I really like the idea if Kira was Rey's mom, and it would make more sense to me of why literally all the females in the Star Wars universe are white brunette girls with brown eyes. Like it's like literally like you look at any of the female like main females like Rey, Princess Leia, Kira, what's her name in Rogue One, they all look alike and
yeah.
I'm like why?
That's an interesting
exactly.
point. Yeah.
Well, and not only to what she's done with the films and, like, the storylines and everything, but she's also looking at a live-action-based TV show that's coming out on the Disney streaming, and they're looking at Disney Channel doing an animated Star Wars thing.
So more animated.
So more animated, and then a live action for the streaming. So there's more expansion coming to the franchise.
That'd be awesome to see an animated Star Wars.
Are you guys Star Wars fans?
I'm okay on it.
Like, okay, I had a few.
I'm not, like fangirl, but I am a viewer.
I'm not, like, a fangirl, but I think, you know what? I have no shame in that, because I just could never get super duper into Star Wars, and I know I'm not the only one.
I can get into it, but I can't. It's so complex, the storylines. I like to watch shows and do stuff, or watch over and over, and you have to focus. You have to be in it.
You have to focus.
And I don't, I just, I'm, I like to do it, but I'm just not all
It's okay.
encompassed.
I wanted to be hooked. Like,
I'm not smart on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like to know every single character, and, like, I wanted to start from, like, the films from, you know, back in the day to now, and I'm like, I've only seen a select few.
You guys can still do it.
It's not too late.
You gotta convince me.
Star Wars is not going anywhere, and literally the Disney streaming service is literally going to open up a whole can of worms for... the Disney streaming service is probably going to eventually, I would say, in the next 5 years, maybe rival Netflix with the content that it, like, its own content that it releases. And Netflix, if you think about the new stuff that Netflix puts out consistently,
all the time.
It's crazy. So, bring it on, Star Wars. Bring it on, Kathleen.
Give me a whiteboard so I can start charting this out. I can't wait. All right, so other big news. Tim Allen talks on The View a little bit about Toy Story 4, which is crazy because who thought that there was going to be a Toy Story 4 coming out?
Never.
Especially 8 years later. And we were talking before the show about how we already kind of thought we were closing the chapter on that. We had come to terms with all of our tears, and now it's going to be another emotional roller coaster in Toy Story 4. So,
I mean, I like being emotionally invested into a film, especially characters like Toy Story. Like, you can't forget all these characters. We grew up on it. So it's like part of me is excited, but I had no idea they were going to bring this back. Like, when I was going off to school, this is when Toy Story 3 came out. And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
so it followed our lives.
It followed our lives, and it was so relatable. Now I'm like, you're back. So if I know we'll watch something
soon. Wait, what does he say?
Yeah.
Can we watch the clip?
Let's do it.
Let's watch the clip.
I love The View, by the way.
Do you really?
Oh, this is The Talk.
The Talk.
Oh, The Talk. Sorry, not The View.
He looks good.
He looks
Aren't
the
they
same.
All a panel of...
He hasn't aged.
He's
got to
be in his, like, 60s, yeah?
In the booth as Buzz Lightyear yet.
Yes, and I'm such... I can't believe...
There they are.
I get. I got to resist getting emotional because I don't want to give it away. But this is.
I'm already emotional thinking about it.
Aww. If you're at all a superhero fan, Infinity Wars. I'm a big superhero fan. That didn't seem like it was going to work, and it was a lot of vignettes that all made sense. This Toy Story 4, we've only been through it once. There'll be several more incantations, but it is so emotional. It's so funny. It's so big, the idea of what they've come up with. I'm startled that 3 was, I thought, amazing.
Same.
I couldn't even get through the last scene.
We're with
you. I'll tell
you. Aww. He said he couldn't even get through the last scene.
Because it's so big.
Washington Leaker, I just can't do it.
It's Toy Story.
I can't give it any more away. They've got great characters, but a couple of the scenes towards the end were really hard to get through.
Wow. No! And that's all. That's all we got.
If it can make a man cry, then you know what?
Isn't that the truth, though?
You know?
Yes.
And it's not like this is his first film, his first, you know, voiceover gig. Like, if it's going to make him cry behind the booth, behind the mic, then on the screen, just imagine how big that's going to be. You know?
We talked about this before the show started. Toy Story 3... It came out when I was a senior in college, I believe. What year did that come out?
2009, I want to say. 2008 or 9.
I can...
Let's Google it.
I can tell, yeah.
Tell
me
when that came
I'll
out.
I'll tell you.
I'm like...
Okay,
right.
So maybe I wasn't a senior in college, but I was... I had just closed a chapter in my life, whether it was high school or college, and it just really... I felt like I went off to college like Andy did. Like, I grew up with Andy. And I had to say goodbye to my home and my toys, and that's when Andy said goodbye to his toys, and passed them on to the next generation. And it was such a nice ending to this wonderful world and this wonderful story. Let it go, Disney. I don't need any more.
2010, really? That's when it came out.
I was wrong. I'm so close. But yeah.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. I'm, like, looking forward to it a little bit. But yeah, it did follow our chapters. And I feel like that I parallel with you as far as, like, going to college, letting go of your toys. It's a huge milestone in your life.
Yeah.
But do you think that it's going to follow? Because we left with Bonnie's house, the little girl, where all the toys went to her house on Sunny Lane. So do we think that it's going to maybe go?
Well, I think, of course, Bonnie will be in it. I think
it's going to start?
Andy could have kids.
What?
You guys.
Oh, my God.
Andy could be married. Andy could be married and have kids.
That can't happen.
Plus, Bonnie, because they were Andy's toys, like, is she really going to play with them like he used to? Like, some girls play with toys differently than some boys. Like, not that it's, like, gender specific, but I'm just saying, like, some
it's
people's hand-me-downs.
It's a different perspective.
Different perspective. You're going to use the toys differently. Like, what if she just doesn't care? What if she just mistreats them? What if she throws them away, too, and she separates all the toys?
It's going to be okay.
See, I told you
we need tissues. We're all getting emotional
now
here.
Now I see where Tim is coming from.
We're
Something
all
must
emotional.
Have happened to Buzz.
I know. So that's more to come. That's not going to be released for a while. We're at the very beginning stages here. So there's still time for that. Moving on. Okay.
Yeah.
Mickey... talk. So are we ready to talk a celebration?
Let's
because we've got Mickey's 90th coming, and ABC has announced that they're airing Mickey's 90th Spectacular, and this is going to be a 2-hour special with a lot of talent coming on. Have you guys heard about this? They just announced it, which is very exciting. Kristen Bell is going to be making an appearance.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. She's everywhere.
And a lot of other singers will
Meghan
be there
Trainor.
As well.
I love her.
Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. Just basically any ABC star will most likely be there. But I bet you the Huffs are there. Derek and Julianne always do Disney stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Leslie Odom Jr., who was in the original cast of Hamilton, is going to be there. Zach Brown Band, Mr. Iger himself. Josh Groban, of course.
Yes.
And they're going to be, like, Zach Brown Band is going to be singing from the Jungle Book, Bare Necessities.
Oh,
and
that's
they're
a
gonna,
fun one.
They couldn't think of any.
What is Leslie Odom Jr. going to be singing? Oh, When You Wish Upon... Oh.
Okay, that would be beautiful. I like that.
See,
like
so
that.
Leslie Odom Jr. reminds me a lot of John Legend. Like, that's his voice is just like butter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just what it is. But he's a little bit more theatrical than John Legend, I think, is, though, so...
No.
Yes! John Legend is, like, very soft. Leslie Odom Jr. played the villain in Hamilton. Like, he's got an edge to him, which I don't think John Legend has.
He's new.
I know he's an ego. Hey, no disrespect to John Legend, but his edge is Chrissy Teigen.
That's
his edge.
Okay.
So,
you got me on that one. Meghan Trainor, and let's see here. She's going to be doing You've Got a Friend in Me.
Speaking of Toy Story.
Like, I think that's awesome. I love Meghan Trainor a lot.
Yeah. I know. So it's going to be, I'm excited for the show. So there's going to probably be a ton more appearances and songs to come. So more to come. That's November 4th, by the way.
Nice.
So we've got a month to go. And then more Mickey news. We have the 90th Mickey special is doing the exhibition in New York. And before they get to New York, there's going to be this awesome oversized t-shirt exhibit in Chicago. And I'm super stoked to, I'm not going to see it, but, you know, see all the Instagrams on it.
Close enough.
It should be pretty cool. Do we have the picture of that? That was like a big t-shirt. Yeah, there it is. So
that is huge.
I know.
Are these all Mickey's t-shirts or what are
these? So, set.
This one is the exhibit pop-up in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's going to be the only one there. And you'll be able to see that until the end of October.
What's
and then,
the point of the giant t-shirts? Like, what is that? Is it just...
It's an art statement.
Okay.
You know, they're just... It's art.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
I was
a
like,
statement.
Oh, is this like Mickey's wardrobe on display for
yeah.
the past?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Whatever well. Years. But I guess it's not. It's just giant t-shirts.
No, it's just a beautiful art of a t-shirt.
I just love that everyone celebrating Mickey. The 90th anniversary, because if you guys were shopping at Forever 21, you probably saw some of the merch. Did you guys go and see it? Every time I was in Forever 21, they had so many, like, different types of Disney gear. It was amazing. I thought about buying it, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to window shop today. But if you guys know what I'm talking about, at Forever 21, they had so much. And I think they still sell it right now. It's been going on, like, most of the summer.
I don't go into... It's Forever 21 for me is like Target. I don't go in.
You don't go to Target?
No. Yeah, I cannot. Because I go in and I leave with so much more than I ever meant to leave with. And it's just, I don't need it in my life. I don't need it. So I just avoid.
I'm impressed by your willpower to.
I just avoid.
Teach me your ways.
Yeah, Target is just I go there on a regular basis.
And I always,
and it's dangerous every time.
I buy too much.
I know. It's too much. So, yeah, so back to the t-shirts. About the exhibit. I'm just obsessed with this. It's going to be there till October 25th. Then it moves to New York. And New York, they're having the big exhibition. It's like 16,000 square feet of like pop culture about Mickey, art pieces, all of that. And that's happening until until February. So it's in New York until February. And it costs $38 to get a ticket. So maybe we all go to New York and spend money and go see this exhibition. Who knows? Speaking of more celebrations, October 1st was the 47th year celebration of Walt Disney World. So that was when the park opened in 1971.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, awesome. Disney. So that's exciting.
Disney World. Not Disneyland. Not the
or
OG.
Disney. Yeah.
Disney World. So in 3 years, it'll be its 50th anniversary, and I'm sure it's going to be like the whatever jubilee.
Right. Because they didn't do much. Like, there wasn't a huge, big celebration.
They're waiting. They're waiting.
Yeah, so I think we're holding off.
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, this year we're going to keep it cool. Next year, Star Wars Land opens. Then the year after that, who knows?
Then we just got to get bigger and bigger.
Then probably, I don't know if you guys have been to Disneyland recently, but those of you who have, Bugs, we all knew Bugs Land was going to be shut down and refurbished. And on the wall for Bugs Land, it says Stark Industries on it. Oh. So they're definitely going to make that a Marvel. They are expanding the Marvel thing, and it's a really fun little Easter egg that they already have smacked up there where Bugs Land once was. It's a Stark industry, so.
Just smack it there.
They did. It made me excited. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
I know. Did you see Earl's Sandwich open?
I did. I did see that.
Because that just opened.
It was popping.
October 1st as well, so I feel like that was almost, it wasn't the celebration of Walt Disney World by any means, but it's kind of funny that it was the same day.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a little sneak. You get a sandwich.
That one was popping. Never had Earl's Sandwich or Earl of Sandwich.
I love to try it.
But it looks real good. I'm looking at their Instagram right now, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
haven't either, but I love a mean sandwich.
Yeah, I was just talking about one. I need a sandwich.
And look at those cookies.
Good old sandwich.
This looks like fancy, like, real fancy Subway, like McAllister's deli level.
It's like Quiznos.
Yeah. No, I think it's above Quiznos. I think it's above. Look at this.
Look at the salad.
That's a beautiful salad.
Is that
salad.
Feta cheese?
That's
feta. Yeah. They're stepping it up.
And quinoa. There's quinoa on that.
Healthy.
Is so above.
And that looks like a very fancy vinaigrette.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So mark it on the list of things
and
to
it's,
do.
It's not in Disneyland. It's out. It's in
shopping.
The shopping area.
Yes.
It's
downtown.
Yeah, downtown Disney.
So that's where you can find it. It was open in 2012, but there was a whole issue with the hotels coming in, and they closed it down, and they can't figure out what they're going to do with the luxury hotels. So for now, it's here, and we'll see. So get a sandwich while you can.
Yeah.
Then we have, let's welcome the new ambassadors. Jamie, do you want to talk about this?
You're excited.
So we welcomed the new ambassadors to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, so we have new ambassadors. They are Marilyn West and Stephen Lim. And so basically,
I just want to
give them a clap.
Give them
a round of applause. So they are taking over the ambassador roles for 2019 and 2020. So congrats to them. Basically, when you join the ambassador team, you are working for the efforts for Disney volunteers. And basically, you kind of work with the Walt Disney Resort. And you kind of just work to make it the best place that it can be. So any type of complaints or whatever you're looking to make Disney World better, you know, send it on over so that they can do their job to the best that they can.
So, but, time out. Is this like a beauty? Like, what is this? They get it for 1 year. I've never heard about this in my life. And if that makes me a bad Disney fan, so be it. I've never heard about this in my life. Is this like a college program? So, like, are they giving the term ambassador so they don't have to pay them? Like, is it like an internship? What is this?
So let me just see here, because I want to make sure I get this right, too. So basically what they're saying is more than half a century after introducing their very first Disney ambassador in front of the Sleeping Beauty castle, they basically keep up this tradition. So it's been going on for quite some time. And once you join the ambassador team, basically they work together with the staff and the community to, you know, just make Disney World a better place.
And they handle
the resort. So.
They handle like media and they take guests around and things like that. So they're like the face of while you're there visiting for your special guest or that sort of thing. So,
but that's what the plaids are. But they're not plaids.
They're not plaids.
They're okay.
They call this the role of a lifetime. So.
It's the role of a lifetime.
Well,
that's the definition.
I just feel like I stepped in a Devil Wears Prada.
Like,
a million girls would kill for that job.
I did just snort a little bit on that one. I don't know why that got me.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I learned something new. I guess I wish I would have known about that.
Right, like, hey, you still have a chance.
Well, and I think that they worked at Disney before, right? Or were they recruited outside? I think that they had a role at Disney, and then this is kind of like a special program for, like, chosen out of...
this beauty pageant must have been intense.
Yeah.
Well, you know how you only get Disney it for one year. Pageants at Disneyland every year. It's pretty intense, so...
All right, well, let's take a look at Disney inside of the park. The best Halloween, best moments of Halloween at the park. So, Disney Cruise Line, Halloween at the High Seas. This takes us behind the scenes at how the ships are transformed for the season, and how the teams create a big, giant filled pumpkin Halloween treat. So we have kind of a look at the best, spookiest Halloween stuff that's happening all around Disney.
Is this another video?
No, this is this is the Boo to You Halloween Parade. And we have my internet's not working. Okay. And then we have Halloween treats, where they take a look at the poison apple cupcake, candy corn milkshake, all of that sort of stuff. And then that is the ghoulish gingerbread, where they've showed how, like, you build the gingerbread house and all of that good fun stuff.
I will have to say this. So I went on Haunted Mansion when I went last week, and I usually absolutely hate the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay. I don't like it. I think they do it too soon. I think they should wait till after Halloween to do it. I think it's too Christmassy. I don't like it. It makes it too bright. I don't know who redesigned it this year, but it looked so great this year.
Yeah?
I was like, this is the best it's ever looked. That gingerbread house, it doesn't look real. It's like when you're up there, I cannot believe it's real. I cannot believe it's really made out of gingerbread. It's so giant. The spider on top of it is also giant, and then it just smells like gingerbread, and that was my... Again, my boyfriend's favorite ride is the Haunted Mansion, and I'm always like, ugh, okay, we'll do it. I loved it. It was great. It was great. It was great. So if you haven't seen it yet, if you get a chance to go back to Disney before the holidays are up, make sure you get in line for that ride real quick.
Real quick. Ugh. It's so beautiful,
amazing.
And all of the festivities, and just orange everywhere. I know you were talking about it at Disneyland.
The colors.
I mean, the colors are good, and the lights are beautiful. They, like, have the lights on the castle and all the projections and everything. It just, it's a magical place.
So spoopy.
And speaking of, I've been saying that a lot this episode, but speaking of Halloween and delicious things,
yes.
Let's talk about some food, because we can't get through an episode without talking about food,
I'm
I've
hungry.
Learned. I know. So, Jamie, you had brought up a great sampler, like where to get the best samples at the parks, at Disney World and Disneyland.
Yes. Okay,
this is a good thing to know about.
Yes, this is a great thing to know. Also, so if you guys are like, I want to check this out, how do I know about this? Check out people.com. It's going to have all this stuff. But if you want to get free stuff, which I love, free samples, we're at the mall, anywhere. Let's say, okay, if you are at Walt Disney World, Chocolate Squares at Ghirardelli Soda Fountain and Chocolate Shop in Disney Springs, you can get yourself a little chocolate square, get one for your kids, your hubby, whoever, take one with you. Let's see what else they got here.
The caramel.
You can also get the caramel corn by Werther's. How many of you guys love Werther's?
Wait, is that at Disney World or just?
Let me double check.
That's not at Disneyland. I would know if that was.
No, this is Disney World. I think all of these are at Disney World.
Well, I know where you can get some free stuff for Disneyland. You can get free bread at the bakery.
Yeah, yeah.
I always free sourdough.
Love it. Yeah. I do love bread, so I mean,
get those carbs in if you need it.
And right now, you can get free candy if you go to the Disney party. You get your trick or treating.
See, so Disneyland, get your free bread,
free candy.
Free candy.
You have to pay extra to go to that Halloween party.
Oh well, you have to pay to get in.
You're paying that's true, for that candy.
But it feels free when you have a bag.
You're paying for that candy.
But you've already paid for it, so it's like the past you paid for it, and the present you is getting free stuff.
Gotcha.
It's my way of looking at it. Okay, what other free stuff do we have?
So we got some other free stuff. So downtown Main Street in Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom, you can get the little sweet treats. And they're like these little lollipop things, like cake pops, I guess you could say, with Mickey's face ears on it. It's just super cute. You can also go to and get free Goofy slushies. There's a lot of free stuff here.
But that
is,
I think you can go and just get like the sample cups.
That's fine.
If you
want
to, I know. I always feel so weird doing that. Yeah. Without buying it anything. No, don't.
You,
guilt.
Are you getting like a Froyo like craving? You just go. You fill up those sample cups. You peace out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Menchie's.
Have your kid go in there. Just have them bring something out for you.
I'm gonna take you with me next time, and I'm gonna be like, Keaton, can you
no qualms about it.
A Slurpee.
But for the Goofy slushies, it's in Disney Springs and Big Top Treats in Storybrooke. Some more treats we have.
Oh, don't forget about that free water.
Yeah, I mean,
you can get water if you're about to pass out.
I hate when I go somewhere and you cannot get free water. I actually think it's like a sin. I think
you can always
illegal.
Get cups of water. Like anytime I can, you can go up and ask anybody.
I just mean anywhere.
That's at Disneyland.
Like where they make you buy water. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh my god, at the airport they do it all. I like literally at
it's
the Burbank
horrible.
Airport we like stopped and we're having dinner and like we each ordered a meal. My boyfriend even ordered a beer, and I was like, I'll just take a cup of water. And she goes, we don't have tap water. And I looked at her like,
You're
a liar. Yeah. You're a liar. But touche, because I'm going to buy your $4 bottle of water because I'm getting on an airplane soon and I need to hydrate.
See?
But it was just like, we don't have tap water. What?
Yes, you do.
You can't pour me beer. I don't know. I was upset.
They're rude. You don't wash your hands back there?
Right.
I mean, what's going on?
I was like, you are.
It's disturbing, and we need to do something about that. But we got some more treats. So a taste of Africa. Disney's Animal Kingdom Lounge. You can get some little hors d'oeuvres there as well. Let's see here. Ice cream. Good. If you want some ice cream, Ample Hills Creamery at Disneyland.
I always want ice cream. See, this is going back to, I think, just asking for a taste. Like, hey, can I try that chocolate? Ooh,
I
that
always
was
ask
good.
For samples.
Could I try it one more time? I'm just not certain about the chocolate flavor.
Oh my god, it's so cute. And you can also get free meals. Yes, really, you can get free meals. So you have the Disney Dining Plan. So you have to sign up for that if you are, of course, a member. So you can't just go there willy nilly. You have to be a member.
There's a picture up right now, and I was gonna look at this beautiful family, and then I realized it's a scene from Blackish.
Yeah,
I'm like, no wonder they're beautiful.
Okay, well, that was the photo that's up right now for the slide.
Yeah.
For the free meal, so I don't know if there's an episode where they go to Disney
there
and get
must
a free
be.
Meal.
Well,
I hope
it's an ABC
so.
Show,
yeah,
so you got to
that
have
sense.
That, you know.
ABC, Disney.
Oh, my God.
You know?
How cute these things are.
So if you want free sodas, you can go to Epcot at the Club Cool. Get yourself some sodas, some Coca-Cola,
sodas
some
from
Pepsi,
around
some
the world.
Whatever you want, you know.
Sampler cup.
You can also get complimentary amuse-bouche that is served when you sit in the first class lounge at the Maria and Enzo's. So that's in Disney Springs as well.
How do you get to sit in the first class lounge?
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, so it's not free. It's not free. You've paid for it. You're paying for the experience, and then they're like, hey, and if you pay for this, you'll get a free this. No, I paid for it. That's not free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is why we have
it. And that's a whole meal that you're paying for after that, too. I'm sure that wine glass behind it is also not free.
Exactly.
Well, definitely not.
So you're paying for something while you're sitting
Well, let's see
there.
About this one, then. So they're saying campfire treats if you want some s'mores, which, I mean, you could just make that yourself.
It's but beautiful.
It is beautiful. Look at that.
I love s'mores.
So this one, you can go to the mini Disney resorts. Most of them are at moderate and deluxe resorts. But you don't have to be a resort guest to enjoy the nighttime campfires and, of course, get the free marshmallows. Do you guys believe that these are free?
That s'more is free?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that, hold on. This says here,
there's a
I
catch.
Recommend bringing some chocolate and graham crackers to create and share your own s'mores. This is why it pays to read, guys. So
there's a free marshmallow.
You get a free marshmallow. Is it a jumbo marshmallow, though? Or is it like the little mini marshmallow? That's the question here.
I'm sorry.
Disney.
Oh my God.
Once upon a time in the 518, Alex says, "You're a liar." Listen, it's Disney. Don't hate us. It's Disney.
This article.
Yeah.
Lies.
I know.
Lies. To bring up, to talk more about in the chat, have you guys already talked about your reactions to, like, the new Mary Poppins? Like, what you guys think about how Mary Poppins is going to be?
Yes, we talked about Mary Poppins
last week. They're just asking about that. And who else?
But I'm excited about Mary Poppins.
I'm so excited.
So I can't wait for that to come out. And we've talked about when the trailer came out.
Yeah, okay.
And
I just want to make sure we're...
But I always love to talk about it, so it's going to be exciting. And we talked about if Julie Andrews was going to make a guest appearance.
Well, happy belated birthday to Julie Andrews.
Speaking of.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway left a nice little message.
But I don't think that she's going to make an appearance because she... did an interview where she said that she didn't want to spoil it. She wasn't going to be in it, and we were like, "Are you bluffing?" We're not sure, but I feel like it was pretty serious.
Are you pulling a Jon Snow on us? I honestly don't think she's going to be in it. I don't think she will be.
I love to see her though in it. I haven't seen her in stuff.
I'm happy that we have Bert. So
I know.
I'm not going to get greedy. Dick Van Dyke is literally going to be tap dancing for our delight. So, and he's 90 something years old. So,
I think that's
thank you, Disney, for that. And Dick Van Dyke, thank you for that.
Yeah. So, looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
And the Nutcracker will be coming out soon.
That too. Mm-hmm. Are you guys excited about that? I mean,
the Nutcracker feels like the new Alice in Wonderland movies to me. I'm just kind of like, eh. Cool. I'm mostly excited about it because Misty Copeland is in it, and Misty Copeland is
a
beautiful prima ballerina who I'm obsessed with. I follow her on Instagram, and I'm just very excited. I've never gotten to see her dance, and to be able to see her act and dance, I'm just very, very excited for that. And
incredible.
I think it's really cool that they have put an actual real ballerina. Obviously, you have to. You can't make a Nutcracker and not do that. So
I know.
Anyway,
I just don't want it to be boring. I'm like, keep me entertained.
I think I'll like it for traditional purposes or tradition, I guess, would be the word.
The Macaulay Culkin version of my favorite.
Yeah. Well, and I used to go see it growing up every year, so that was fun. So I think it'll bring this onto a new thing. It'll be like the Grinch Stole Christmas is kind of an every year thing.
Are they doing one of those? Another Grinch?
Cartoon. Cartoon? Well, like a computer animated one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm over that too. All right.
But I think the Nutcracker might not replace it, but add to it. Add to the Christmas traditions for me. So there you go.
Yeah.
We'll see. I know. And
we'll see.
I know. I think that's all.
I think
movies
that's it.
That we have coming out that we've talked about recently. So, you know.
Yeah, I think
that's what we've got.
More coming.
Yeah, so keep chatting at us, and we're not only on YouTube and iTunes, but we're now on Spotify. Which is huge.
That is super huge.
You can follow and listen to us there. And other than that, I mean, this was a fun, magical panel today. We didn't cry very much at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah, very foreboding entrance.
I know.
We brought the energy up, guys.
Right. I know. All right, well, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, you guys, I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or at IG at Jamie Gray. And I'm on other after shows like All My Anime Fans, My Hero Academia. We're reviewing that. Woo! And How to Get Away with Murder tomorrow night. And The Purge. So check it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Allison Scott mentioned that the Hocus Pocus reunion was filmed yesterday, and it's going to be airing on, what is that channel called? Freeform.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Soon, I think it's the 21st of October, so it's going to be great because everybody's back, Bette Midler included. So it's very, very exciting. But you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Tweet at me, Instagram at me. Instagram is probably the best way to contact me. I'll reply.
We'll do that. Everyone will do that. And I'm Kelsey Hightower, and thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.